Track 2, Unit 1, Listening 1. 3 meetings. Meeting 1.
What happened? Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, good afternoon. Thank you, and welcome to Sociology 101. My name is Professor Chu. It's very nice to meet you all. Can you hear me well?
Yes, sir.
Even at the back?
Yes.
Good. So welcome again to Sociology 101. This course will introduce you to the study of one of the most important aspects of the human race, the social group. If you think about it, everything that we do is influenced by the society in which we live. All our achievements are the product of human groups, of gatherings of people together. The aims and objectives of this course are... sounds like someone's phone ringing, or it's a text message.
Sorry.
Or an email. I forgot to say before, there are some do's and don'ts in this class. Phones making noises count as a don't. So can I ask everyone to please turn off their phones or put them in silent mode?
Okay.
So,
got it.
I guess I'd better do the same. Yes. Yes, where were we? Yes, the aims and objectives of the course. In Sociology 101, we will examine the various skills and techniques sociologists use when they are studying groups of people. We will also examine a wide variety of groups and the behaviors that characterize them.
Meeting 2.
I know. Hello, everyone. Are we all ready to get this meeting started?
Yeah.
Well, this term we've been given a project that we have to do as a team. Professor Baker nominated me as the group leader, so... Now, sooner or later we need to figure out how we're going to work on this. I thought we could start now.
When is the project due?
The information is on the first page of the handout that the professor gave us.
What handout? I don't have the handout.
Okay. Does anyone have an extra handout for... Sorry, what's your name?
Susan.
Yep, here you are.
Ah, thanks very much. Sorry about that. I wasn't in the class when we were given the handouts for this project.
That's okay.
And I had to call a friend to find out which group I was in, and she told me that...
Okay. So, first, we need to decide how...
I'm sorry. I think I'm in the wrong group. I can't see my name on the list.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'll just leave now. Excuse me. Excuse me.
So, are we ready to start? Does everyone have the handout?
Yes.
Yes.
Everyone in the right group?
Yes.
So, how do we want to start this project? I mean... Should we divide it into sections?
Yeah, sure.
That's a good idea.
There are six of us, so I think the work might go quicker if we divide it into three sections and two people take a section each.
How about two of us do the initial research, two of us interview some professors, and the other two put the PowerPoint together?
Maybe we can have a fourth group write the script for the whole project when we present it.
Exactly. Although, perhaps we can all write the script together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we need a coordinator? Someone who can take minutes and distribute meeting information to the group?
Okay. Mm, sure.
Yeah.
You should be the coordinator.
I don't mind. What do other people think?
Whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Right. So, I will coordinate the project. Who wants to do the initial research?
I don't mind doing that. Really.
Meeting 3.
That's what you said. Well,
it would have done earlier.
Gentlemen, let's get started. Wow, it's good to see so many new faces. We've been going strong now for over 80 years on campus, and it's really only because we get so many new members arriving every year. It's really great to be part of something with so much history. I think all our former members will agree that being in the University Debating Society is a great way to integrate into campus life, make new friends, and meet other people with similar interests. But not only that, It's also great for your future. Taking an active role here really can help your speaking and presentation skills, help you to think critically and analytically, and build your resume. First of all is that as members, you can ask me or one of the other people up here anything you need to know about the Debating Society. We have an open door policy, so we encourage you to drop by any time.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Can I ask a question now?
Sure, go ahead.
You have an office? I don't know where the office is.
I was just getting to that. It's on the third floor of Smith Hall, room 305. We share it with the Chess Club and the Accountants Association. Actually, if everyone can just wait for the end of the meeting for questions, we've got a lot to tell you and maybe your questions will be answered.
OK.
Great. Let's get started then. What have I talked about? Getting involved. Check. Open door policy. Check. Next. Oh, yeah, the most important thing. Our first debate is next week.
What is the topic?
What day is it?
Will there be time to practice?
How do you choose the teams?
Please, everyone, please, just wait until the end of the meeting before asking the questions. We have a lot to explain. So, as I was saying, our first debate is next week.